33 people have faced military court hearings in Bahrain. This despite the lifting of the martial law earlier this year. Now, the defendants are facing charges, including trying to topple the government. Among those charged are two former MPs and a female poet. Seven Bahrainis have been sentenced to prison terms of 1 to 6 years on charges of ranging from incitement to murder. The opposition estimates that 400 civilians have been tried in military courts so far. Dozens have been killed by Saudi-backed forces and hundreds more detained since a popular revolution began back in mid-February. Now, for more on the story, we're joined by Saeed Al-Shahabi to give us the latest in Bahrain. Saeed, thank you for joining us on World News. What is the reason for Prime Minister Prince Khalifa bin Salman's main visit to the U.S.?
Well, as we know, the United States is the main supporter of the regime, to the extent that the acting ambassador in Bahrain today was so rude to the Bahraini people and so enmetic that she said that some of the opposition would be left out, as if the opposition is waiting for her offers. She must know, and also the Prime Minister and all the other officials must understand that the people of Bahrain will not cease their revolution under any circumstances, because this regime is outdated, is antiquated, is backward, and it has to go, especially as we hear about the more people being sentenced and being tried in the military court despite the claim that the martial law has been lifted.
Well, Dr. Shahabi, Bahrain is allowing opposition to have their voices heard, but then they're facing trial for trying to topple the government, especially now with two MPs. Can you give us a little bit more detail on that?
Well, we know that the regime has arrested many people, almost all the leaders of the opposition in the past 3 months, including two members of the Shura Council. They were elected in the last elections, but because they voiced anger at what the regime has done to the people, they are in jail now and they are facing the military trial under the Saudi occupation. These people have done nothing. They are in the same position as Mr. Abdul Wahab Hussein, Mr. Hassan Mushaima, and others. These two people are, of course, Jawad Fairuz and Matar Matar. Both of them were former MPs who had withdrawn their membership of the Shura Council after they realized that it was a useless body and a powerless one. So these people are facing this military trial, but I am sure they, as well as the others, are determined to stand up to the challenges of the Saudi occupation, and they will not be intimidated by these courts. Of course, as we also know, you mentioned that the people are allowing people's voice to be heard. I don't think that's true. I don't think the regime is ready to allow any degree of freedom.
Right.
And to the extent that we saw yesterday and today, people who had marched peacefully were mercilessly attacked by the thugs of the regime and also by the death squads. The people are determined to pursue their goals, and this regime has to go.
So you're saying that the Bahraini government is not allowing the voices of the people to be heard, correct?
You can't speak. If you speak out, you will be jailed. These people, why are these people being tried? What for? What have they done apart from speaking
right.
out? And why are more than 1,000 people being languishing in jails now? For what? What crime did they commit other than speaking out, saying that we want change, we want improvement of the and reforms? Of course, most people do not want the regime, but even those people who are who have less dramatic aims, they are only asking for some reforms, like Jawad Fairuz and Matar Matar, the two MPs. And they are tried
sure.
in military courts only for speaking out. So this regime cannot and will never allow people to have freedom. The essence of the regime is anti-freedom, anti-liberty, anti-human rights.
Well, thank you, Dr. Saeed Al-Shahabi, joining us and giving us the latest with the ongoing revolution in Bahrain.